Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. February 13, 2020. African unity, the key to their real freedom. Egypt, the land of slavery for the people of Israel, is located in Africa. Africa is the birthplace of Pharaoh, global egoism. 400 years of Egyptian exile enabled the people of Israel to receive the Torah and to reveal the Creator. Therefore, all the nations that developed in Africa and became enslaved no longer to Pharaoh, like the Jews, but to the European nations in America, are more prepared for the correction of the soul. I hope that soon we will see that people in Africa are more receptive to the method of Kabbalah. The whole of humanity needs the science of Kabbalah in order to reveal the upper force. Thus, all of human development has been accompanied by problems, disasters, plagues, and wars, all in order to force a person to think about the meaning of his life. What are we living for? Humanity could find no answer to this question until the science of Kabbalah became revealed and provides the answer that the moment we attain the upper force which controls our whole life, we realize what we live for and what the essence of our life is. The question is how to reveal this single upper force that governs the universe. We have no means of changing our lives except with the help of the upper force. The moment we reveal the upper force, we receive the answers to our questions. This is the uniqueness of the science of Kabbalah, the method of revealing the upper force, which gives the answers to everything. The consequences of European colonization are still felt in Europe. Slavery has been long abolished, but European countries still try to use the natural and human resources in Africa and ignite conflicts thereby selling them weapons and facilitating emigration. This is a difficult issue for Africa, but I feel that Africans will eventually understand that only through unity of all can they achieve the upper force. Then they will feel free rather than oppressed as they do to this day. This solution for Africa can only come from the science of Kabbalah and nothing else. The genuine freedom of Africa is impossible without the sensation of spiritual freedom. After all, the African nations have always had financial independence, but European and other countries from all over the world have always meddled in their lives. Nothing will help until the Africans feel genuine spiritual freedom. They will then have the power to resist those who are trying to influence them, and will be able to feel inner freedom not just from the Europeans, but from all external powers, from philosophies foreign to Africa. It is impossible to achieve freedom before establishing connection with the Creator. Until then, it will only be imaginary, material freedom. We can call the African nations free even now since there are no slaves there. But they are still being exploited, used in all sorts of ways. It happens all over the world as each country wants to use the other and squeeze all the natural resources out of it. In this regard, African countries are no different from other states. Anyone who wants to become independent nowadays must reach closer, correct connection with the Creator. Freedom in the upper world will bring us freedom in this world because this is not just spiritual. Forces are projected down upon us, allowing us to stand up against everyone. Then, nobody will be able to hurt us. It is enough to look at the people of Israel and their path. Various nations tried to oppress and destroy them throughout history from Pharaoh onward. But no one succeeded in ruling over the people of Israel, not Pharaoh, the German Nazis, the Spanish Inquisition, the Russian Tsar, etc. This is because Jews have a connection with the upper force. I advise the same for the African nations, to receive the same support from above and then nobody will be able to harm them. There are many different religions in Africa, but the science of Kabbalah contradicts none of them. It only explains how to achieve connection with the upper force, which is above all faiths and religions, through unity. Such unity, which existed a long time ago among the people of Israel, kept the nation together to this day and disallowed their becoming slaves to any nation. From the African Virtual Congress, the 18th of January 2020, The Importance of Society, Lesson 1. My thoughts on Twitter, the 13th of February 2020. The sons of Israel cried out, form this work, this is a joyful cry, whether been liberated from working for the will to enjoy, to which we were enslaved. We have come out to freedom. The Creator is our only hope. We are 100% dependent on Him. There is no happier moment than this. We will reveal the 4 degrees of the Creator's love for the creatures, prepare from our side a kli for love, which is possible only inside the group. To the degree of my love for friends, for the 10, I discover the Creator's love for them and for me, meaning for the 10 in which I am included. If I fall, it means the Creator has pushed me down. And therefore, this descent is sweet to me. I am like a baby in its mother's arms, annulling myself completely. A fall means that I am no longer governed by my egoism. It has lost interest in me, and I can become a spiritual embryo. A person tried to perform actions of bestowal, to be included in the right environment, to work on dissemination, and he was disillusioned. His ego doesn't feel profit. If he goes above egoism, then he continues to act. If a pride doesn't allow him to follow the teachers and the friends, he falls. The world is a relationship between forces of love and hatred. We make efforts to reveal love within us, but we discover hatred, and then love is revealed again. There is no righteous man on earth who did good and did not sin. We reveal both forces of the world. The 4 worlds of bestowal and love, Abhya, are 4 degrees of revelation of the Creator's love for the creatures. The essence of the Creator does not become revealed, we do not know who He is. We reveal His attitude to us, His love. This is the Creator's name, Havaya. As much as I am included in the 10, in love of friends, I reveal the Creator's love for us. The Creator's love is infinite, it depends only on the vessel, and the vessel depends on me. I might be in a group of beginners, but if I relate to them correctly, I will reveal the complete force of the Creator's love. From Twitter, the 13th of February 2020. Change hatred to love. Question: where is the place for prayer when we transition from love to hatred and from hatred to love? Answer: now it seems to you that it is very simple to be in the state of love or hatred and to transition from one to the other. In reality, you will discover that you cannot do that. Imagine that you do not love someone, even hate and reject him. Now try to change your state to the opposite one. Can you do it? No, you cannot. However, you do want it, and you need to change yourself. You understand that this hatred that you have pushes you away from spirituality and you cannot begin feeling the upper world. What can you do? Then you begin to ask to change your hatred to love. How is it possible? You should not worry about it. A small ray of light is sent to you from above and you become a different person, young, beautiful, loving, and loved. Everything blossoms. This is the prayer. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, the 29th of December 2019. The purpose of the struggle of opposites. Question: the struggle of opposites takes place for the sake of struggle, or should truth always be born in it? Answer: the struggle of opposites is necessary in order to reach the middle line between them. It will be the line of truth. Question: is the opposite the absence of what exists? Answer: it depends on what we are talking about. If you mean people, then I need them in order to get to know myself by looking at them. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, the 15th of December 2019. The purpose of a Kabbalistic group, part 12. From a variety of methods, choose one. Question: according to the Kabbalistic principle, in a group it is recommended to talk about spiritual terms from the primary sources. For example, if we read Talmud Esser Sefirot or the Book of Zohar, can we use terms from these texts to communicate with each other? Answer, yes, it is not prohibited. Comment, there is also another principle. It is important to ignore other spiritual practices and techniques while studying Kabbalah. My response, naturally. In order to attain a certain technique, you must delve into it. You should not make a salad of all kinds of methods and approaches. And there are lots of them. There are Eastern and Western teachings, and scientific and psychological ones, and there are the teachings of Balhar Sulam and Rav Kook. The methods of Vilna Gaon and Baal Shem Tov have long been known, and so on. That is, there are a great variety of paths to the Creator. Therefore, in order to succeed, you need to deal solely with one branch. Because I found my teacher and I was Rabash's student and assistant for the last 12 years of his life, I follow this principle and try to adhere to it. Rabash was the eldest son of Balhar Sulam, so we study the materials of Balhar Sulam and try to implement them as much as possible. Balhar Sulam wrote that we belong to the generation when Kabbalah must open to the world and appeal not only to the people of Israel, but also to the nations of the world. This is the way we act. Question, for whom did your teacher write articles about the principles of working in a group? Answer, he wrote them for his students and for those who would come after them in the next generation. Balhar Sulam and Rabash did what the Ari and Baal Shem Tov did in their time. The Ari developed the wisdom of Kabbalah, and Baal Shem Tov developed practical Kabbalah. Balhar Sulam did the same, paying attention mainly to the wisdom of Kabbalah and describing it according to the Ari. Rabash continued to develop practical Kabbalah. I cannot imagine what else can be done after them, that is, where there is room in Kabbalah to enter and add something. Numerous written books only dilute the wisdom of Kabbalah. I do not think it is necessary. What remains for us is, perhaps, to adapt their works for beginners, translate them into other languages, and bring the method of correcting the world closer to the nations. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, March 6, 2019.